Welcome to the Performance Training Academy podcast, episode 16. Do you need a website for your fitness business? In this episode, we are exploring the importance of having a website to promote your services and your fitness business as a fitness professional. And we'll be going over a few details about our up and coming brand new website and why we're doing it. We hope you enjoy. Welcome back to the Performance Training Academy podcast. Today's episode is all about, do you need a website for your fitness business? I've decided to wait until the hottest part of the day to film today's episode. I could be in my nice cool studio right now, but instead I'm in my office with the sun glaring in. So this should be fun. Had to keep the window shut, obviously, so we didn't get any noise coming from the outside. But there we go. Let's see if I can get through this. So the reason today's podcast episode has come about is we're currently rebuilding our own website, which I'll go into shortly. I'll explain why we're doing that, the benefits it will bring. But what we thought we would do with this one is relate it to yourselves and stress the importance of having a website for your fitness business, whether you're a personal trainer, sports massage therapist, a gym owner, whatever it may be. Any business owner, really. If you've got a professional service to offer, it's great to have a website, so that you can point people to it, so they can see your services, they can see your professional, and it's got all the content that your potential customers would be after. So should you have a website for your fitness business? Most definitely yes. As a personal trainer who started out in the early 2000s, websites were completely different to how they are now. It was a lot harder to build your own websites back in the early 2000s. Nowadays, there's platform software you can use where you can build it for yourself at home. We'll go into that briefly towards the end of this podcast. But they're a lot more easier to build, and they're a lot better now as well. The reason you should have a website for your fitness business to showcase your services is because anyone who may be considering paying into your services, maybe starting a course of personal training with you, looking to join up at your gym, one of the first things they're going to do when they see maybe some of your advertising, or some of the best advertising, remember, is word of mouth. If they hear some good reports of you and what you offer, the first port of call really for that individual is to go and find your website, so they can have a look and they can see your services. Consider your website to be your shop window for your brand and for your business. So this is why you should really have a website. It doesn't have to be massively extensive, but just having a website to allow people to see what your business is about, to see what you charge, to see some testimonials, it's vitally important. And just having that that proof of what you do sometimes is what people need, so they have a little bit of trust. It's easier for them then to get in contact with you and start that process of potentially buying into your services. So having a website, we would always recommend you do. When you put one together, we'll discuss later on. We've had many websites over the years. I started off with websites as a personal trainer. I wasn't doing Google ads or anything like that, or paid advertising as a personal trainer. But the reason I had a website is, some people may have found me on Google. Without any paid advertising, it would have to be an organic find. But the reason I had a website as a personal trainer was purely so if I'm leaving my business card somewhere, or handing out leaflets, or doing a leaflet drop, or even having my website displayed in the rear window of my car, people will see that website. They can quickly go on the internet, and then straight away they can see everything they need to see about you. They can see your services. They can see testimonials. And many times in the past, I picked up clients that I'd never met before. They weren't in my circle of marketing or anything like that. They'd just seen my website being advertised, maybe from a poster or a leaflet drop, or again, just seeing your website plastered over your vehicle. You pick up new clients that way. So it's really, really important to have that. People within your marketing circle, people that you're targeting with your social media content or anything like that, again, having that website for them to go and look at, so they can see more about you before they buy into your service or anything like that, it's so, so important. Plus, the website itself is a really easy way for a potential new client to get in contact with you. You're going to have a contact form on your website. So maybe they've even seen you in the gym training others, but they're a little bit too shy to maybe pick up the phone and give you a call. But by going onto your website, it's a really easy process to, again, see a little bit more about you, see what you do, see your testimonials, and then fill in a contact form. It's not scary to fill in a contact form. So it's got so many benefits, and this is why we'd really recommend that you have one. Our website for Performance Training Academy has taken, it's gone through many, it's evolved basically since when we first started. And that's just where your brand develops, your journey changes, and the same will happen for you, for your business. What you start with as a website, it may stand the test of time if it's done right first time around. And we have made many mistakes when it comes to web design and websites and so forth. Hopefully some of those mistakes I can share with you so you don't make the same ones. But hopefully you get the correct website first time around. You get what you need first time around as well. So this is why we're doing this podcast today, to hopefully give you a little bit of advice about how to get yours set up, why it's important, and stress really why you should get it done. So why are we rebuilding our website? So this is how this podcast came about. We realized that we wanted to jazz up our website a little bit. There was nothing wrong with the website that we currently have now, but it's really good, I think, just to refresh things every now and then. Jazz up your brand colors or tinker around with your logo ever so slightly. For our users, our students on our websites, not much will change in terms of what you see, but it would just look a little bit more, just a little bit more different, a little bit more stylish from what it was before. So that's what we're trying to achieve. If you're listening to this as a student of Performance Training Academy, you know what our website's about. We have the front end to the website, which advertises our services, our business. It's got resources in there, your blogs, your podcasts, videos. It's got testimonials on. But then we've got a back end to our website as well, which is a login area where our students can access their online learning platform. And that's where we chuck in all of the theory content to go with our qualifications. The reason we never started off with a website like this as an academy. When we started delivering our courses back in 2009-2010, everything was classroom based. All the theory content that we used to deliver as an academy to our students for the qualification, we used to do theory in the morning, and then we'll do our practical work in the afternoon, whether that's personal training work in the afternoon or sports massage techniques in the afternoon, depending on the qualification you were doing. But the theory always had to be delivered in a classroom environment. We didn't have a login area to a website with an extensive online learning platform. I think 5 years, 6 years into delivering courses in that manner, which I loved. I love getting in front of a group of students in a classroom and teaching anatomy or teaching programming or teaching nutrition. Whatever it is, it was a really enjoyable part of the process of our academy. But what we found, especially with maybe the rise of online education as well, is a lot of students, as much as they might have wanted to do the course that we offered, couldn't always logistically get to the amount of lessons, workshops that we had to put on. For example, our personal training course, it used to be a 20-day in-house course. We had to get our students coming in for 20 days so that we could get the correct amount of knowledge and education coming across so that we can educate those people who want to be personal trainers to the best possible standard. There were courses that would do 10-day courses, everything in classroom, 10 days. How they got it done in 10 days, I do not know. 20 days is what we had to put on to get everything, not just the syllabus-based content, but the important education that matters about how you apply that syllabus-based knowledge to your clients and your customers. So it was a 20-day course, and obviously a lot of people couldn't commit to that amount of time off work. So we looked at what online education was. When we first got into online education, we were buying in the online element to our courses, the online theory, so anatomy and physiology, nutrition, business acumen. It wasn't our own product to start with. We were buying it in from another company. And it was fine, but it wasn't what we wanted. It went from, and this is feedback from our learners, they went from feeling like they were getting a real teacher to student learning process in a classroom environment with a whiteboard, with a skeleton, with some visual YouTube videos up on a PowerPoint occasionally. So it was a real dynamic way of teaching. And then from that, we went to this different type of online learning, which was pretty much a PowerPoint with someone narrating over the top of it. And it wasn't what we wanted. So we sat down and we decided this isn't how we want to deliver our courses. So this is when we made that decision. Let's just film all the content that we deliver in a classroom style, especially the theory, obviously the theory. We'll get all that filmed, we'll get all that done, and we can put that into a classroom style lesson online. And that's effectively what we did. To do that, our website had to grow. We had to do a massive build of a website, and again, we're probably on version 3 or 4 of the website. We're always trying to tinker it to make it better for our learners. And we've just got to a point now where we've got the website we love, the website we hope our students enjoy logging onto to access their content. But we just want to make it that bit better. We're always trying to improve things and improve our standards. So we want to make the learning journey as best as possible. Now, the plus side to online learning. Now, online learning can get a little bit of a bad rap, and I agree with some of it. So, for example, there's lots of educational providers that will qualify someone as a personal trainer or whatever it may be without even seeing them, without even touching base. Everything is online. They barely speak to a tutor. We've had students join our academy having done one of these online courses where they've got so much contact between them and the salesperson trying to get them to sign up to their online course. Loads of contact there, but as soon as they're on the online course, all of a sudden they hear nothing from no one. It's just a case of they have to work through the online content that's given to them. And that might be a PowerPoint style presentation narrated over top. It might even be an online manual where you have to read through and you can only click to the next page after a certain amount of time to prove that you've read it. That's not what we wanted to create. And online learning does get a bit of a bad rap because of that. We've created our own classroom style lessons. So when you are working through our course, hopefully it still feels like you are learning as you were in a classroom, as we used to teach back in the day. The positive for us now is for our students, and again, I used to love teaching a group of students in the classroom, but one thing that could happen in a big group, some people might have questions, but there's that fear of holding up their hand and asking a question. They might feel it's a silly question when there are no silly questions when it comes to education. So that was one thing. And also others might enjoy the session. They might ask lots of questions going on. But then after a week or two's gone by, apart from some notes you might have jotted down in a notebook, you can't always remember the teachings that you learn on those practical, those theory lesson days. The joy with what we've put together, and this is something that I've loved doing over the last few years, and we're still trying to develop it more to make it better, change it, add more to it, is that our learners now, they can learn all about nutrition, how to analyze a client's food diary and how to prescribe or advise on the correct nutrition to their client, draw up a little nutrition plan for them that your client can follow. And what they can do now is they can learn that when they're going through their qualification. And let's say 12 months down the line, they're working with a client where they have to analyze their food diary and have to advise on what their nutrition should be to suit their goal. It might be a little bit rusty up in the old noggin about what they learnt on their course. Now they can log back in. They can revisit those lessons about how to analyze a food diary, how to suggest a nutritional plan to your clients, so they can relive the lessons live when they need it the most, which is sometimes when you're working with your actual clients. So that's why we've tried to make our online content as extensive as possible. We've even got content on our learning platforms for each of our courses, an exercise and coaching library for our personal training course, a Pilates, Joseph Pilates repertoire exercise library for our Pilates qualification, and even a sports massage technique video library for our sports massage course. All the stuff that you learn on the practical workshops with us, you can revisit them as much as you like after you're qualified, when you need it the most, when you're working with your clients, by simply logging in and going back to the exercise and coaching library for the personal training side of things, or maybe going back to the sports massage techniques library if you wanted to remind yourself how to use the cam and spindle technique on someone's trapezius area, for example. So that's why we've made such an extensive online learning platform. The reason why we're developing our website again now is to jazz it up a little bit, refresh things a little bit. It will give us something to, that we can speak about on our social media, which is another reason why it's good for you to get yourself a website. You've got something to shout about in your social media. It's almost like a soft rebrand is what we're doing, okay? We want to make it better for you guys who may be on our courses already. We want to make it exciting for those people who sign up and start our courses for the first time. So we're rebuilding, we're rebranding slightly. Everything's the same. It's just looking at a bit more jazzed up and a bit more user-friendly in certain areas. Along with our online learning platform, our website is so much more than that. It's a point where anyone who's maybe considering doing a qualification with us, they can see everything it is that we do. They can see snippets of our courses. They can read testimonials of previous students and see what they're now doing post-qualification now that they are qualified. So we've even got a resources area, blogs, podcasts, as we're doing here, videos. So what we're trying to do is educate those who maybe don't even want to do a qualification with us, but they just want to learn more about fitness, about health, about how to work out correctly for their goals, how to program. Whatever it may be, there will be a blog for it. Consider it almost, and this is what you could do with your own one. Your website could be a way that you get down all your knowledge into blog form, podcast form, video form, and you pop it on your website. And it's, you want to give value to get people interested in what it is that you deliver and how you can help them, whether that's in personal training. If you've got some blogs on your website or some videos on your website showing how you can train others effectively for a specific goal, like maybe running a triathlon or competing in a triathlon, having some footage and some resources on your website explains how you've done that for others in the past and how you could do it for them. It's not giving them all they need to know to be able to go and do it themselves, but it will give them enough knowledge and trust in you that they can buy into your services knowing that they found the right person to help them meet their goal. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to have this big resources area that shows that we know what we're talking about. We've got a great range of fitness professionals, that peers that work alongside Performance Training Academy, that offer their knowledge, their value, knowledge again that they've spent hard-earned money and time gaining and learning, that comes across in our resources. And we want to share that with people who just have a real passion for fitness, health, nutrition, whatever it may be. It's there for our students. It's there for those that never end up being a student, but they just want to learn all about exercise and nutrition. So that's a little bit into why we're rebuilding our website, what it's going to be about. It's there to, we feel we just want to offer as much as we possibly can as an academy. And we never want to just sit down on our laurels and just think, yeah, we've done what we need to do. Everyone now should be happy with what we've done. And hopefully our students are happy with what we've done, but we just want to make it that bit better again. And I'm sure this isn't going to be the last time we do a little soft rebrand and a rebuild of our website slightly, because our business and what we offer will evolve over the next 5-10 years, I'm sure. So the same may be for you. So let's go back to you now and let's talk about the importance for a website for your business. Are you listening to this and you currently have a website but you do nothing with it? Or you're maybe even sometimes too embarrassed to put someone towards your website because you know it doesn't showcase you to the best of your ability. Are you listening to this and you think, no, I haven't got a website, but I know I need one? So we're going to go through a few little points to finish this podcast, just to hopefully give you a little bit of motivation to want to do it and some reasons to want to do it as well. So as a fitness professional, when should you put your website all together? Our advice that we give to all of our students is once they start their learning journey, as they're going through their studies, very early on, they watch a lesson on our online content and we speak to them about this in one of our onboarding calls that we have. We start speaking very early on about working out the foundations for your future business. It's not the wrong way to go about this if you were to learn everything first, pass your qualification, get qualified, and then think about how to build your business. It's not backwards doing it that way at all. But you can speed up the whole process of getting that return on your investment and starting to build your client base by putting a lot of the foundations of your business together as you're studying. So one of the lessons that we teach very early on is about the foundations of your business, and starting to put together the website as you're doing your studies is something that we suggest to our students that they do. The reason for that is because as they go through their qualification, we try not to rush any of our students through their qualification. Learning a qualification such as a level 3 diploma in gym instruction and personal training, or the level 3 diploma in sports massage therapy, it's not a quick learning qualification. You know, you shouldn't be qualified from start to finish in 4 weeks, because there's lots to learn. Even if you've got knowledge when it comes to training yourself or looking after your own nutrition, applying that to others is a whole different ball game. So that's why we never try to rush anyone through it. So let's say someone, we say the average of our personal training course for someone to complete is about 12-ish weeks. We have students who complete it a bit quicker. We have students that take a little bit longer with completing and qualifying. But while they're going through that process, what we want our students to do is start building the foundations of their business and start building that website, okay? We're at hand to help with that. If any of you are listening and you want to build a website and you're not sure where to start, just send us a message. Send us a message. Go to our website, performancetrainingacademy.com. Click on our contact form and send us a message. It's that easy. And that's what you can do with your potential new clients as well. You can just quickly tell them your website address. They can go to it. They can access everything they need. But if you need help, reach out to us and we're more than happy to help you and point you in the right direction. Yes, there are platforms that you can use to help build your own website from home. I've used them. They work. They're great. Squarespace is one of them. Wix, I believe, is another. W-I-X. So there's platforms where you can build your own websites without even having to speak to a web designer if you don't want to. Lessons learned from me. Just like as a fitness professional, you're expecting your clients to invest in you because you're the professional that can tell them exactly how to train, exactly how to eat to hit their certain goal. I believe every professional's got their worth. That's why I would suggest speaking to a web designer to give you the website that you want. Yes, you might pay a little bit more. Well, you will pay a little bit more if you're going to use a web designer to do your website. But you're going to get it right first time around. And that's one of the lessons that I learned very early on. Pay a professional to do what you need to get it done. You know, I love to dabble with our website. I do quite a lot of work on our website, but I still use a professional web designer and builder to get it to the standard that we need it to be at. So don't feel scared about reaching out, speaking to someone. And again, we can point you in direction of some great people if you need it. So we would advise that you start looking at building the foundations of your website very early on. That way, when you're going through your qualification and maybe you're talking about, you're sharing your story on social media about your learning journey and about the fact that you're going to be qualified in a couple of months, share that on your social media. You might get a few clients, future clients, friends or friends of friends seeing what you're doing, looking excited about the fact that you're going to be qualified as a personal trainer, and they can approach someone that they know and trust to help them with their own fitness and nutritional needs. You can almost promote your website on social media at the same time. So again, you're sharing your story on social media that then can link to your website so people can see what you're doing. And then once you're qualified, you can shout about it again on social media. I am now qualified. I'm now offering this special offer, introductory offer maybe, to get people signed up, to get that client base starting. And you can point them to their website so they can contact you really easily and see that offer. And see what your services are and what it's going to cost them. So definitely start looking at building your website very early on. We do suggest to our students that they start looking at that as they're going through their studies. Obviously, we know time can be a factor. You might be doing your studies around an already very busy lifestyle. But again, if you're going to be working with another professional, as in a web developer maybe, that will take a lot of the load off you. Yes, you have to pay a little bit more for it. But again, what you're putting in place here is the foundations for your business. You know, I've learned again as well, you have to spend to get your business to where you want it to be. there's been many times where I haven't spent what I should have spent and I've not got to where I want to be. It's when I use those professionals, whether it's web builders, advertisers, marketing, AdWords, whatever it may be, sometimes you need to invest in your business to get it to that next level. So what should be on your website? Obviously, we have a back end to our website with a login area where we host our online learning platform. For a fitness professional, and this is what I wanted when I started out as a personal trainer, I just wanted a website which was very easy to navigate on. I had a homepage which said a little bit about me, what I do, what I offer. There'll be links to pricing pages, so people who are interested in doing what I was doing. I didn't want to hide my prices. Obviously, you might see a lot of businesses or professionals hiding their prices so they get people to contact them for them. That is a marketing tool, and I understand it. And I have done it as a company as well. I've been advised to do it, and it does work. You do get more leads, but I hate hiding the prices from your potential customers. It feels like you've got something to hide when you do. Personally, I like to give the information to people so they can make that decision. If they want to learn with us, they'll see our prices, they'll see what we do. That's when they'll get in contact with us. It will be the same for you. You know, when someone's looking into buying into your services, and we've all been there, one thing you need to know is how much will it cost me? What's my investment going to be? So we would advise to put your prices clearly on the website so people can see it and they can see you're not hiding, and you shouldn't have to hide anything. You know, you work hard for your qualification. You've invested in yourself to get that qualification. Never be shy about charging what you charge for your services because you've done the work and you've got that knowledge. So homepage, bit about you, a bit about what your services are, links to your prices as well. I think it's great to be able to point people from social media to your website, and to do that, having a good blog page or a podcast page or a YouTube video page links or just videos on your website. The great thing about doing that is you can write a blog on your website. Maybe it is about a nutritional blog about how much protein your clients should be eating to achieve their goals, or different types of workouts you can do to hit your goal if you want to build muscle. You can write a blog all about that. Give that value to people. Never be shy about giving a bit of value to people. They're still going to need your services. They're still going to need your help. So they're still going to buy into what it is that you offer. But add content, add value to your website, because what you can do then is you can then share it onto your social media platforms. So people following you on social media, or maybe finding you on social media, again, on the back of your advertising or word of mouth, they can then see on your social media that there should be a link to your website anyway, but they might read a blog that's come through on your social media. They'll see a blog that they want to read. They click the link. All of a sudden, they're on your website. They've enjoyed the blog. All of a sudden, they want to find a little bit more about you, and they want to see what it is that you do, what your services are, what can they buy into at this point. Or maybe they just want to learn a little bit more from you. So they might look at another blog, or they might download a podcast. So all of a sudden, you've got someone who's seen you on Facebook or Instagram, they've ended up on your website, and you've got a potential new customer maybe, all right? So not everyone that comes to your website is going to be a new customer. Again, something I learned very early on, you're going to get lots of people come and go and they don't invest in you. But the ones that are really motivated to invest in you because you are what they need, they'll get in contact and they'll be there and you'll have them as a client. So on your website, you want your homepage, you want a blog page, a video page, testimonials page is really important as well. I'm sure we've all done this. If we're buying a new car or we're going to go stay in a hotel, we look at the reviews, we find out what other people think of that experience, of that service. Reviews, testimonials, they're so powerful, they're so important. So get them on your website as soon as you possibly can. I know that if you're doing this very early on, you might not have had any clients, so therefore you've got no reviews and testimonials. But why not just give some training away for free to some friends, or help someone with their own fitness journey, and don't charge them, or maybe charge them a small bit if they insist, or whatever it may be. But get people working with you that you can train, you can support, you can guide towards their goals, and then get them to do a review. And then that can go on your website. And it might just be someone saying about how you really helped them, about how you came across really knowledgeable and they really enjoyed spending that time in your training sessions with you. put that all out on your website. You know, where written testimonials are great, video testimonials are even better. So put all these down on your website as a testimonial so people can then see those reviews, and again, it will start building trust and also motivate them and excite them to want to pick up that phone or fill in that contact form to get in touch with you so they can start their own journey with you, and then they'll be leaving testimonials with you sooner rather than later. So that's what you want on your website. Finish it off with a really good clear contact form. Again, as I mentioned earlier, some people can be a bit shy about picking up a phone to call you, but having a nice easy contact form on your website, it speaks volumes and it allows people to really easy just get in contact with you. They might fill out a contact form, you give them the information you need, but you might not hear back from them straight away, but they might just be working things out in their head, working out, can I afford this? Should I take this punt and start paying into someone's personal training services or not? So, but that could end up being a client, if not straight away, maybe months down the line, especially if they start following you on your social media platforms as well. So a good contact form really helps. I mentioned earlier, like if any of you guys need any help with your website, if you're not sure where to start, what to do, who to speak to, simply go to our website, performancetrainingacademy.com, click on our contact form, send us a quick message and we'll pick it up and we can help you. So, and that's the same service and the same ease of contacting you that you could provide on your own website as well. So that's it really. How do you then advertise? So once you've got your website up, you've got a cool domain which fits in with your brand, you wanna make sure that your website is a little bit stylish. It doesn't need to be clunky or disjointed. Make it look nice, make it look professional, make it show you in your best possible light. Have your links to social media on there as well so that your social media platforms will start growing, your followers will start growing on there. As I said already, link your social media to your website so people may see you on social media, then they click onto your website to see you. It all starts helping and people start moving around your little circle of platforms, social media, website, etc. And then just get that domain name plastered on posters, on your business cards, again, on your vehicle that you drive around in. If you've got a van, stick it on the side of your van. Make it as prominent as you possibly can. If you're working in a gym with some other fitness professionals as well, make sure people can see on your profile board or in your business cards. If they see you in the gym, they want to know how to contact you. So some gyms don't even put profile boards up anymore of their personal trainers. But if you can somehow have your business cards around somewhere with your website on it, straight away you're making it very easy for a potential new client to get in contact with you. So I hope that gives you a little bit of information about why websites are important. Again, if you need anything, you've got any questions, please do reach out to us. We're more than happy to help you with yours. We can just point you in the right direction. It is a bit of hard work, but it pays off. And again, with any business nowadays, I'm sure you can think on like a handful of occasions where you've looked to pay for someone's services, not just fitness related, and any sort of building, going on holiday, whatever it may be, you've looked to find a website to showcase that business before you buy into it, whether that's to contact them, to see what they're about, or just to see those reviews and testimonials. It's the same for you. If you want to be seen as a professional, get yourself a website. It really does pay dividends. Don't worry about getting on page one of Google. That's a really hard task, and a lot of time to do that nowadays, you're going to need to do paid ads anyway. That's a podcast for another day. But you don't have to worry about that too much, because you can push people to your website by social media, by advertising such as leaflet drops, business cards, posters, whatever it is you can do. And just as we're having this conversation almost here, you can just drop your website into someone who's maybe interested in you. You know, go to performancetrainingacademy.com, look it up on your phone quickly now, save the page, and then have a look at it later on. So you can do it almost in a passing conversation with someone who's shown a little bit of interest in your business and what you do. So have fun with it as well. It's a really great way to showcase your services and showcase your brand. And do let us know if you need any help with anything. All right. Our new website should be released within the next few weeks, maybe month. We want to get it right before we go live with it. If you follow us on social media, you'll see, because we'll be shouting about it on our social media, a little bit of a soft relaunch, so to speak. If you're students, users of our website, you'll see a slight difference. It'll be the same, but different. It'll just look a little bit different. It'll work a little bit slicker, we think, and hopefully give you a better learning experience, even though there's nothing wrong with what we have at the moment, but we just wanna make it that bit better, that bit clearer for you. And there's lots of other things that we're gonna be adding to it very, very soon over the next year or so. That's one reason why we had to make our website a little bit more extensive, a little bit bigger, just so it can put all of our resources that we're going to be putting together over the next 6 months to a year and onwards. So I hope that's given you some good ideas. Again, let us know if you need any help, and have fun building your own website, because it is an enjoyable experience and it will showcase your brand, it will showcase your professionalism, and it will really back up your business really well for you. Okay, thanks for listening, and we'll be back with another one soon. Thanks for listening to today's episode. We hope you got something from it and there's some actions that you can take to maybe help you. As we said in that podcast, if you need anything, please do not hesitate to get in touch. Go to our website, performancetrainingacademy.com, and if you want to get in touch, you can use our contact form. On our website, there's some further podcasts, and you can also find us on Apple Music and Spotify also. We'll be back soon with another podcast. Take care. Hope you're well.